This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Don't.
That's all right, you have a cool hat. It excuses everything.
Cool, you think it's cool?
It's, yeah.
I think I look like Camilla Parker Bowles.
And as you guys know, Jim and Jackie are playing Emily's parents, so they're the Barneses.
But we are divorced.
They gave you water. Give me water.
Your characters are divorced.
Yeah. For a long time.
Wait,
you have a Thai girlfriend.
We heard about this. You're the one who always has a different Thai girlfriend?
Well, Asian.
Not necessarily Asian. Thai.
My bad, I'm sorry. Yes. That's what Nick said, right?
Yeah. I've just put in a pitch for Siamese twins in the last scene. But I don't know whether it'll be successful or not.
Well, can you both talk a little bit about your characters and the relationship they have with the main characters in the film?
Jackie, after you.
Right. Well, I'm Emily's mother, and I'm very domineering. I'm in fact Australian, but my mother was English, so I have no problem with playing a domineering English woman.
It's true.
It's great being Emily Blunt's mother. When I went home to Australia briefly, every young man in Australia said, "Will you tell Emily I love her?" They've been divorced for quite a while, the husband and wife. They divorced under quite a cloud, which will probably not be revealed until you see the actual film. And there's a residual resentment there from my character, who's a bitter old bitch, really. Which is quite good fun to play.
Known as a B.O.B. in the acting trade, Richard.
What?
B.O.B., a bitter old bitch.
A bitter old bitch, yeah.
It's technical jargon, sorry. Yes. I'll confuse you with acting jargon.
How do your characters get along with Jason Segel's character?
Because I disapprove of just about everything under the sun, I'm not too keen on him at all. Emily and I have some funny scenes where we quarrel and it gets quite heated, as only those kind of mother-daughter relationships. You know, some mothers and daughters adore each other, some don't. I think, I think, how could you not love Emily Blunt? But I think I'm just one of those people who's always discontented.
Have you been given the freedom to improv like everyone else?
Well, what we tend to do is do a few takes exactly as scripted, because, I mean, I'm a theatre actor mostly, and that's how I've been working for almost 50 years. But I've done a lot of improv as well. So once you've done a couple of takes as written, then Nick Stoller says, go for it. And sometimes you end up with the most hilarious stuff. A lot of it's very politically incorrect. and a lot of it's not usable. Might get onto the DVD. But some of it's quite inspired. Mm-hmm.
The film's going to be rated R. Do you, either of you, have some, like, filthy or very adult dialogue that you can deliver with a straight face?
I don't have anything that isn't. and then there's the script as well. There's a lot. That gag reel's going to be long, I can tell you that.
It's going to be longer than the film.
It's going to be long.
But no, I saw Bridesmaids last week. Nobody gets diarrhea. Or vomit. Or do they?
Oh, you didn't get the new page.
Does it change how you improv, knowing that a lot of the outtakes will end up on the DVD? Does it sort of...
It's funny, that's a funny question, because the first day I had a scene with Emily where I was asked to do something particularly disgusting, even by my standards. And that is really going there. And I couldn't do it. I mean, we took about 45 minutes to get it because every time I'd start, both of us just completely went. And one of the things that was making me laugh was that they were so insistent they get it, and I know that it won't end up in the movie. And for some reason, that made me laugh. But so much care was taken with this horrible piece of business that was never going to be in the movie. So, yeah, I hope it isn't.
Also, Emily's such a giggler. She's got such a life force about her, and she's so giggly in a naughty sort of schoolgirl way that it kind of brings out the worst in you. You just love making her laugh.
Yeah.
And also, Nick Stoller has one of the best laughs. It's so infectious, and whenever he laughs at something you do, it's like getting this reward, you know, so you keep going too far.
How much are your two characters peppered in the film? Are you throughout the entire thing? Are you in certain segments more?
Sort of. I think we're more concentrated at the beginning and the end, and then we flip in and out, don't we, in the middle of it. But we're
when
sort of
they're
bookends.
Away in Michigan by themselves, we're not there.
We're not there that much, no. We come for one sort of section.
Susanna. Can you talk a bit more about your character's relationship with Emily?
Yeah, it's probably because I was the less hands-on parent. I think it's sort of more, I'm more okay with everything because I'm so self-involved with my own kind of my Asian lovers. And sort of, I think the implication is that I travel quite a bit for work and I'm in the Far East. So it's sort of, I think, sort of one of those guys that just keeps anything intimate at arm's distance. And so everything's fine until you scratch the surface. So yeah, I'm much more okay with everything. You know, my view of Jason's character, Tom, is fine, whatever, you know. I just probably not a great thinker in that way.
Is there humor that's derived kind of like from the culture clash, maybe just between America and Britain?
I don't know if there is a lot of...
Not really.
No, I think... it's more character. It's more who we are rather than where we're from. Okay. Yeah.
Is most of the interaction with Jason and Emily, or do you get to interact with the supporting cast much?
Yeah, we did with the other parents. So... I'm talking to a hat here.
Yeah, sorry. If I sit back, I'll never get out.
I'm
going to
flip that hat, you know.
Do you get along with Jason's parents?
I don't know the answer to that. Well, we're very different. There's a funny scene where we're discussing the wedding and we're frightfully... I'm frightfully Anglican, you know, Episcopalian, and they're Jewish. And there's a bit of...
And conflict.
I don't know how much I'm allowed to give away, but there's a priest and a rabbi involved, and it's quite funny.
Yeah, there is some culture clash stuff actually in that scene, but it's a lot of clash, not just culture. It's everything clash.
So, what's this film shoot like for the two of you? Are you guys for the whole shoot? I'm assuming you're only on set for some of it. How much are you guys on set, and are you starting work now, or you've been working for a while?
No, we really drew the long straw, I think that's the right expression. We got so lucky, we got all our stuff's concentrated, so we had a little chunk in Michigan, and then we had 6-7 weeks off, and now we've got a little chunk now. Instead of having to come in to do one day and sit around for 6 days, we got really lucky. So, we definitely drew, is it the long straw?
Yeah.
That's what. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Right.
We drew the long straw, didn't we? Yeah. And we liked that.
Well, what was your reaction, if you don't mind, when you first got the script? Can you talk about your reaction reading it for the first time, and what your initial thoughts were?
Well, I was staying in a hotel in LA, waiting for the Oscars to happen, and. And Nick Stoller rang and said, could he meet me? And he brought the script and he said, please, will you be in my film? And I was so flattered, I said yes before I'd even read the script. But I read it and thought it was hilarious and just the kind of thing that I know lots of young people love. What am I saying? I love it too. I love all that stuff. I loved Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Bridesmaids.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious. I mean, I love all those films, you know, that Jada's done and Nick's done. I worked very briefly with Nick on Get Him to the Greek. They just said, come in and improvise a couple of scenes. And there's nothing in the script. And those are the ones where you go, why did I say yes? So I went to London and did that. And of course, about 2 seconds ends up in the movie, but it's just so much fun because you get to do, you know, so many different things. You get to do what's scripted, you get to improvise and play, and that's so rare. So you never feel shortchanged, do you, Jackie? I mean, when you finish the scene, you go, well, we've done so many versions.
I'm curious how your performance in Lethal Weapon 2 as a consulate envoy helped you play particularly this role.
You bastard. You'd have to drag that up, wouldn't you?
As well I do.
But you're blick. People still shout that at me across streets. That was my first ever film. and this could be my last lecture. So there's the connection. There you go. I knew there was a connection somewhere.
I had fun with that.
No, absolutely.
The last question.
We know about the Thai girlfriends. Does your character have...
Well, let's say Asian. Some are Japanese, some are Chinese, some are Thai, some are Vietnamese. He runs the gamut. Yeah. And I actually happen to have a very dear daughter-in-law who's Japanese. I don't know what she's going to make of the film, because I say a few disparaging things.
Yeah, you're far more incorrect about it than I am.
Mm.
Yeah.
Does your character have a romantic interest at all?
Well, I'm working on that. For the last scene, I suggested to Nick that I do have a boyfriend, and he seems quite interested. He runs a very good set. It's a very happy experience, isn't it? It's all fun. There's no tension.
Really, yeah, across the board, great cast.
Mm. I know we have to wrap with you, but do you have any sort of suggestive question or angle we should approach with Emily and Jason that could make them embarrassed?
Let's be their parents.
Exactly. Parental question.
Right.
Well, Emily's adorable. She's just make her laugh, yeah. And that's not hard.
I think, how could we get them? I mean, we can get them. No, I don't know. We could ask them if flatulence will play any part in the movie.
Yes.
Particularly, I think, say you really think it's important there's a fart joke in a scene with the parents. That's really important. Just say, you just got this feeling. You don't know why, but you think there should be a fart joke in there somewhere. That it could make the movie.
I say thank you.
Emily might even tell you one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thank you very much.